Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, this is Christine, the creator of Private Affairs Podcast. Just a quick warning, this podcast is intended for mature audiences. It contains some sexy scenes and strong language. Listener discretion is advised. Let's get into it.
We met at a bar. I know, how original. But to be fair, it was a Halloween meetup for expats. My cousin, Mati, was supposed to have come with me, but she bailed last minute.
Hey, babe, so sorry I had to cancel on you again. I really wanted to come, but did it by tight with the indoors. You know how it is. Anyway, I hope you have fun. By the way, you look amazing in your pictures. Total barb. Let me know how it goes.
It was the type of bar where you shouldn't wear nice shoes. Not my vibe, but hey. As I wandered around looking for those so-called expats, I bumped into... Jesus Christ!
Actually, no. I'm a shepherd from the nativity scene.
Really? Because I'm kind of getting white Jesus vibes right now.
I think that would be kind of disrespectful. Hey, look, I'm an atheist, not an a-hole.
You sure about that?
Ouch. Okay, I'll show you. How about I buy you a drink?
Isn't that what an asshole would say or do, huh? You know, just to prove a point.
Yeah. No, you're probably right. But seriously, come on, just let me buy you a drink.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Luke, by the way.
Oh, wow. You're really into character for this, huh?
No, as in my name is actually Luke.
Uh-huh, all right. That's convenient. Well, I'm Veronica. V for short.
Hey, well, it's nice to meet you, V.
Nice to meet you too, Luke.
Cool, so... What do you want? What would you like?
Let's see. Oh, a Corona with lime, not lemon.
Nice. Hey, man, can I get a Heineken? And for the lady, can I get a Corona with lime, not lemon?
Oh, so you're mocking me now.
Me? Never.
We're not friends yet, so. thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers?
Cheers.
Hey, maybe you can help me out with this. I'm looking for a meetup group that's supposed to be here tonight. You wouldn't happen to know anything about that, would you?
As a matter of fact, you found it.
Wait, the meetup for expats?
Yep. I mean, the rest of them are over there.
Okay, so where are you from?
Oh, no, I'm from here.
Because I was about to say, you don't sound very international.
No, I do not. A few of my soccer mates are from America, so they invited me. Now, Halloween is kind of a big deal for them.
Yeah, I know. I used to live there.
Oh, so... Wait, so you're American?
Oh, no.
I was about to say, because you don't sound American at all.
Touché. Well, I went to uni and worked there for a few years before I moved here. But I'm actually originally from Zimbabwe.
Oh, Zim.
Ah.
Yeah, I've been a Vic Falls.
Yeah, only locals or people have been there know how to call it Zim. Wow, so when was that?
It was like 2 years ago now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was doing some volunteer work in Malawi, and after I just did a little bit of traveling.
Oh, cool. What kind of volunteer work?
Do you know Doctors Beyond Borders?
Yeah. Oh, wow. So you're a doctor?
Yeah. What about you? What do you do for work?
I'm an auditor.
Oh, so you work for the ATO?
Oh, no. I don't do tax. I audit financial statements for large companies.
Mm-hmm. Sounds boring. I mean, sounds important.
Yeah. You don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, if you say so. So, Who did you come with?
No one. Just here on my own. Oh, I'm not a sex worker, though. Although I know this costume might say otherwise.
Hey, no. It's chill, no judgment. I mean, who are you supposed to be anyway?
Hello, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, okay.
Can't you tell?
No, I see with the pink and, you know, my anaconda don't, you know. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, I'm really impressed you came by yourself. I mean, not a lot of people have the confidence to do that.
Well, to be honest, my cousin was supposed to be here, but she cancelled when I was already on my way. So I figured, why not, you know? Took me long enough to lay this wig. Might as well.
Wait, hang on. That's a wig?
Yeah.
It looks natural. Really natural.
Not really. I mean, my hair's not platinum blonde.
No, but I mean,
straight.
No, but I'm saying, like, it looks legitimately like it's growing from your scalp.
I mean, you don't want it to look like a wig, so.
Oh, no, interesting. How did you get it to? You okay? You all right?
Yeah.
You sure?
Sorry, excuse me.
Do you want to get you some water?
No. I just need some water. Wait, sorry. Oh. I'll be right back. So by the time I got back, he'd forgotten about the unsolved mystery of my hair. Thank God. I tried socializing with the other people at the meetup. I really did. But for some reason, we just kept coming back to each other. Like there was some kind of force pulling us together.
I know, I fucked it up. I'm sorry. All right, change the subject. How are you finding Melbourne? Is that a good change?
Well, you should definitely stick to being a doctor.
Thanks.
No, it's okay.
What, just okay? Wait, the joke of Melbourne?
No, Melbourne. No, look, Melbourne's fine. It's just, I don't know. Well, you know the whole thing, trying to make new friends as an adult, it's a lot harder than I thought it would be.
How come?
I don't know, because you don't have that school network, you know, so you have to put an effort to find new friends and kind of like dating, but obviously that's way worse.
I would have thought dating would be, you know, would be really easy for someone, you know, it's pretty easy.
Oh, snap. He got bars.
Oh, if only.
So you've tried the apps?
Oh, yeah, all of them. And I quit.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I've deleted, like, all of them.
Oh, because you met someone?
No. It, you know, it just became, you know, too much work.
It's like you have the same superficial conversations over and over again with different people, right?
Exactly. No, it's like meeting people organically just, you know, it just makes more sense. Like, I just can't think of a single person, you know, I met on the apps who was half as interesting as you are.
Well, I'm so glad I'm talking to someone who gets it. I've tried explaining this to my cousin, but she's married and has no clue. I mean, she thinks just because there's so much choice out there, it's so much easier now.
It actually makes it, like, harder.
Right? I mean, it's hard out here in these streets.
The mean streets of Melbourne.
Mm-hmm, precisely.
Okay, so besides going to parties on your own, what else do you do, Vee?
Ah, funny you ask, because I've been trying to pick up some hobbies.
Oh, shit. Like what?
Besides playing the ukulele, I recently took up salsa lessons.
Oh, so you dance?
I'm learning. Have you tried it before? It's hella fun.
Yeah, I know. I picked up a little bit when I traveled through South America. You know what? I have an idea.
Oh,
No, let's just dance.
No. I didn't know about the South America thing that threw me. You know, no, I'm just a humble beginner.
No, it's fine. Just, I want you to follow my lead. All right?
So not only was this guy an athletic, kind, smart, handsome, well-traveled doctor, he could also dance. Like, for real. What more could a girl want? And then he pulled me in close, his strong hands on the small of my back, the tickle of his breath on my neck. Our bodies pressed up against each other, aroused, and then he kissed me. His lips? His lips were a bit dry. It kind of felt like an exfoliation, but I didn't care. We were kissing.
I like that. Hey, I hope you don't find this too forward, but I was wondering if you'd be interested in coming back to my place. No. I mean, like no pressure. I just want to spend more time with you. Do you know what I mean? Like we don't have to do anything really. I'm honestly not expecting anything. But you know, if you don't want to, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I completely understand.
Like, I don't.
No. I again, only if you want to. Like, completely up to you.
Though, I mean, besides, syphilis is curable. What am I saying? I don't do this kind of thing, though. This is not me. But yeah, okay. But he could be the man of my dreams. Like, the one. Do I really want to pass this up and risk never seeing him again? Okay. He did say he wasn't expecting anything. What if we just cuddled, had a cup of tea, and it'll just be like a cuddle?
Well, here we are.
Ah. His apartment was... gross. This was a bad idea. His flat could have been featured on one of those TV shows like Clean House or Hoarders. Papers all over the floor, dirty dishes piled high, stacks of unopened mail, books, folders, boxes, clothes scattered everywhere.
So did you want a drink? I've got wine, ginger beer, coffee, tea, matcha,
Oh, no. Water is fine.
Water? Mm-hmm. You sure?
Yeah. I'm a bit parched.
Okay. Make yourself comfortable, feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
Mi casa, su casa.
The couch had a patchwork of mysterious stains in some areas covered in what looked like hair or fur.
Ew. Oh my god. What kind of doctor lives like this, huh? Hygiene much?
And a glass of the finest water one can get for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I'm just going to change into something a little less, you know, biblical. That's cool.
Okay. So, do you have pets?
No. Why?
No reason, just wondering.
So, how's this amazing H2O water?
Good. But actually, in his regular clothes and normal lighting, he looked even more delicious.
Wow. Yeah, his eyes are amazing. Ooh, hello, biceps. Hello, healthy quads. I bet he has abs. Fuck, he's hot.
Sorry about the mess.
Hmm?
My flat, it's like ups. It looks like it's upside down. I'm sorry.
What? Oh, no. It's not, terrible.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I seriously would have cleaned up if I'd known. You know, I didn't go out tonight with the intention of, you know, picking someone up. I mean, meeting you was unexpected, but like in the best way.
I do.
Sorry?
I too am glad that we met. Oh,
Oh, so you played the piano?
Sorry. That's my fault.
No, sorry.
No, go, please.
No, I was just saying the keyboard. So you play.
Oh, that thing. Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Nice. Can you play me something?
What, like right now?
Yeah. I want to hear what kind of skills you've got.
I think it's a little bit late for that.
Oh.
I mean, you know, I don't want to wake up the neighbors and all
mm-hmm.
that. I mean, like, I'm a killer when it comes to clocks, Coldplay. I'll tell you what. I'll play you something next time, I promise, I swear.
Next time. Well, I'm sure you've got some other skills you could show me now.
Hey, are you okay?
Hmm?
Sure, I mean, we don't have to do this if you don't. It's chill.
No. I like it, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, turn your head, let me kiss your head.
It didn't matter anymore that the couch was gross. I needed him.
Hang on.
Okay. Do you need help?
No, I got it. Hang on.
And when he...
Oh,
it was like... It had almost been a year since I'd last had sex. Yeah, I know. I hadn't realized how much I missed it. The sensation of bare skin against mine. The feeling of being held, of being necessary. So good in the morning. It's so early.
Yeah, I have to get to work.
But it's Saturday.
Yeah. I work. I work half days on Saturdays.
You should have said something. I feel bad for talking so much last night.
Don't. No. Yeah. No, I like talking. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Do you have fun?
Mm-hmm.
So do you maybe want to take a shower with me?
I was still wearing my Nikki wig, and I hadn't seen any moisturizer in his bathroom. I had to think quick.
So do you maybe want to take a shower with me?
Oh, I'd love to, but my skin, it's really sensitive to soaps.
Soap? Really?
Yeah. It's bad. It's like so bad. You know, I'd hate to have an allergic reaction and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you should probably look into that. Are you sure you don't want to...
Yeah. I'll just take a shower at home.
Okay, that's
with
cool.
My special products. In fact, let me get going. I'll let myself
I can drop you off.
No. You have to go to work. I don't want you
seriously, I can... V, honestly, I can drop you off. It's so easy. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just be lying here.
Bucky's on.
Takes me from A to B. He drove me back to my place in his Mercedes drop top.
That they put into it, like especially with like high end cars like Mercedes, Lamborghinis, it's like thousands of hours that go into like the stitching and the.
I get it. Hey, sorry. Wait, my building's coming up and. Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, shit.
This is my building just over there. Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Wow. I like, nice area.
Yeah, I like it too.
Nice.
Okay, well, thanks for the ride.
Hey, you're welcome. I'll give you a ring.
Okay. Bye.
As he pulled away, I wondered if I'd ever see him again.
Thank you for listening to the show. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe and follow. Also, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It'll really help us with our ranking. Please also share the podcast with your friends and family. And I would also love to hear your comments, questions, and feedback. So let's keep the conversation going on Facebook and Instagram at Private Affairs Pod is the handle. Or you can email privateaffairspod@gmail.com. And you never know, you may just get a shout out in the special bonus episode that's to come. Private Affairs stars Ratidzo Mambo as V, Ron Kurtz as Luke, Tsungirai Wachunika as Mati, and Taff. Sound design and mixing by Jerry Egbinger. Original music composed by Jerry Egbinger. Additional music from Storyblocks. Cover art designed by Manya Dar. Private Affairs was created, written, directed, edited, and produced by me, Christine, DJ Kicks, Mwaturura. To learn more and to support the creation of more content like this, visit privateaffairspod.com.
This project is supported by the Victorian Government through Creative Victoria.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.